Thank you for calling, everybody. This is Claudia, and we are in Preview 2023, Seeking Divinity with Sati. Today's show is a show about online seeking psychic readings, but we're going to start our special show with some information from the guides. This Friday's energy holds a unique significance residing in the space between endings and the emergence of new beginnings. Sati Chappelle invites you to receive deep energetic support with today's show, helping you to effortlessly and lovingly embrace your current position. It's a moment to honor yourself, your path, and the endings in your life. Simultaneously, we'll work together to expedite healing for what's coming to a close, making it easier for you to let go, move forward with grace, inner peace, empowerment, sovereignty, and profound sense of wholeness. Thank you for joining us for a transformative episode that promises to guide you through the transitions in your life. It's a moment of empowerment and renewal that you don't want to miss. Remember today's episode, you can replay as many times as you need, and there is no cost for that, and you will always have access to all of these recordings. Remember, too, that if you're listening and you want to have a question with Sati, you want to press 1. If you want to jump the line of callers, make sure you use Take My Call, because that's the only way that we have to make sure that callers get their calls. But we are going to start getting everyone that has been here listening patiently. But as I mentioned before, Sati is a beautiful psychic medium with a lot of resources and potential. And one of those, which I love, is that she gets information from her guides, and she shares in the opening of her shows to everyone listening. So you can always contact Sati outside of the show by going to her website, seekingdivinity.com, or by contacting her on her email, sati@BM Brian, MS in Mary, SS in Sam, progression.com. So now let's bring Sati to the show as I continue getting names and from callers that are calling our show as we speak. Sati, welcome to see you.
Hey, hello. How is everybody doing today? I'm so happy to be here.
Yeah, I don't know. I feel happy these days. I don't know if it's because of the cool weather of this year, which I love, or it's because it's the best to me month of the year. Of course, it's my birthday. So I don't know. I feel lighter. I hope everybody does as well.
Now, today is not your birthday, is it? It's in the month of November, right?
It's in the month of November, yes.
Okay, well, happy birthday early. I'm sure I'll contact you on your special day, but happy birthday early. And yes, it's always fun when you go into your birthday month, isn't it? And it is always lighter because, like I had mentioned last month, you know, you always have that 60-day window, 30 days before and 30 days after your birthday, to really bring into manifestation those things that you really want. Why is that? Because you brought yourself into physical manifestation however many years ago at this time. So you're kind of like ripe with that potential. So remember that, Miss Claudia. Bring into fruition those things that you really want. Manifest what you want, girlfriend.
I will. I will. I'm doing that.
Good girl. Hey, I have a message for everybody, and I guess that while you're taking new callers as they come in and working with the chat line, I think that I'll probably just get started giving out the message here so that we have maximum amount of time to be able to speak with everybody today. I really love being able to ensure that I can speak with everybody as much as possible. I mean, sometimes I've even gone over the show like by 5 or so minutes so that I can make sure that everybody gets spoken to and gets some message from the beyond. So I'm just going to get started if that's okay. And I'm going to take it as for granted that it's okay. So you just keep doing your thing, Miss Claudia. Hello, hello, everybody. I'm having a little bit of difficulty today kind of speaking well. I don't know. I've been really working on my French. I don't know if my English is getting messed up, but I'm having fun today. So I'm just letting you know, if I say something bizarre, you just go with it, okay? I'll probably catch it and switch it around to the right thing, but it's one of those days. I wanted to let you know that since June, we've been asked astrologically to revisit that part of self that's intimately connected to the divine. But how does one go about doing this exactly? Meditation, visualization, prayer. I mean, all of these things are available for sure, but I want to give you kind of more of a personal view. A personal clue, I should say. See, there, that was one of them. A personal clue. Do you recall any time in your past, and when I say past, I'm meaning like your childhood, your teenage years, your early adulthood, when you were effortlessly living in the flow of the divine? More specifically, in kind of like the beginning phase of that. If so, what was the thing going on in your life at that time? Think personally here, not like things with family or the world or at school, although sometimes clues can come from these things, but try to find your answer in things that were more personally happening for you only. For me, it's dreaming. It's being in the dream time. I first learned to practice my emerging psychic connection and psychic abilities as a kid via my dreams, where I'd have them, review them, then train myself to remember them in every detail. Because I was over time realizing that they held information on either mine or other people's past lives or present situation or future events. They also were a great teaching tool, helping me to learn how to deal with inner or outer obstacles on the training grounds of my dreams. So another way to say that is like in a safe space where anything could happen without the consequences of one's waking life, you know? In short, I learned that my ability to sleep and dream kept me aligned to the divine and to my deep core self or my higher self. Standing this as an older adult, I have come to call this humble attunement self-activation. Simply put, it's a sacred gift that's easily practiced and hopefully relied on over time that always stems from within and helps connect one more consciously to the core self, your higher self, or your divine self, or the divine itself. As it can often initially arise in youth or in early adulthood, consider something effortless. Like for me, it was falling asleep and dreaming. I mean, it can't get any easier than that. So that's what I mean by something that you did, something that was going on in your life at the time, and you were connected to the divine at that point, like I was when I would go to sleep and dream. And remember, it shouldn't be something hard to achieve. It shouldn't be something hard to do at all. In other words, since simplicity can hide, see, there's my I'm sorry. I don't know what it is. Sometimes I just wake up in the morning and I just can't speak human language. So that must be today. I'm going to try that over again. I'm really sorry. It shouldn't be something hard to achieve, in other words. It should be really easy. And since simplicity can hide deeper importance, don't overlook small repetitive things. I'm calling your attention to it now because it arose again in June with Saturn retrograding in Pisces. And often we can see things more clearly in hindsight. So also look for that childhood thing to have been something that is active over the last 5 months. So like for me, the last couple of months, my dreams have been off the charts. And I've been having a lot of them, and they've been very prophetic and profound, or they've actually brought up a couple of past life stuff that I didn't know about. And, you know, I know 54 of my past lives and lifetimes, and I've never asked for that information. It's always just come to me. And more has come. So, you know, I mean, that's a lot. That's a lot, because you got to kind of be responsible for that information. It's not just given to you because it's fun. You have work to do around them once they arise. So anyway, my dreams have really been up and active over the last 2-3 months in particular, but, you know, over the last 5 months, maybe for you, because that's really when it started astrologically. So now going forward, as Saturn progresses or traverses Pisces, it sets us up to once more effortlessly and personally do our work. This pure inspiration is further heightened by once again being self-activating, meaning that it enables us to operate as we have always been meant to do. That's why it comes so easily and in such a small piece at first. So allow whatever your simplistic yet sacred practice is to fully operate now, like I do with my dreams. Every day, as a regular part of my day, as an active part of my practice, and then allow that to strengthen your connection to your deeper self, to the divine, because this ability, gift, or sacred personal practice has been upgraded now that Saturn goes direct tomorrow. So that means whatever it was that you did in your youth that was so easy to do, that kept you connected to the divine, that has been coming up again in the last couple of months, it has gotten an upgrade. Saturn goes direct tomorrow, so that's really when you're going to start feeling it, although for some of you, you may have already started to feel this. So give more time to that something, whatever it is. Work it, allow it to do its magic, because again, it's only one small part of a larger, equally active, far more important pattern that's at work in your life. There's much more connected to it that may still remain unseen for now, so also pay attention because that will be revealed over time. Now, I might call such a practice tending the flame of sacred activation. That sounds fun, doesn't it? Tending the flame of sacred activation. Really practicing it. Because it is something that enhances our lives. It also provides an important step on the path, constructive integration of who and what we are naturally. So who we naturally are on a level that provides deeper connection to the core self for all times, meaning now, past lives, future lives, your future this lifetime, your past this lifetime. Because it often can provide a light on the future also, kind of like a foreshadowing or a hint as to how to not just survive, but to thrive in times to come, regardless of what those times might look like externally, meaning like wars or famines or tsunamis or economic problems or what have you, right? So help you to, they will help you to thrive in the times to come. Now I could say that this is the Jedi path or the Jedi way of life because I love all things Star Wars. But in actuality, it's a way of life period. The actual spiritual nature of self to steadfastly hold true to your core and to your connection to the divine, come what may. And to practice that ability now and to be able to practice that ability now before it's really needed is the gift of today. So I hope you guys were able to understand that. I hope that I didn't like speak weirdly too much for it to not be understood. But yeah, look for something in your past that was just really pretty easy, that made you feel connected, if not to the divine, to like nature or to life itself or to happiness. Any of that works. All right, Miss Claudia, I am ready to be able to chat with people now. Hopefully my speaking ability and speaking English will get better and better as the show goes on.
It will, I'm sure. And so we're going to go to New Jersey. We're going to bring caller Sonia.
Hello?
Hello.
Hi.
Hi, Sonia.
Hi, how are you?
What can I do for you today? I'm great, except for my ability to speak.
Oh, okay. I wanted to ask a question about my current relationship. I wanted to see what you're picking up for me. I've been with my partner. We've been together for about 8 years now, and she's a female.
Okay. That's okay. Go ahead and give me the name, please. The first name, just the first name.
Denise.
Perfect. Thank you. Give me just a second. Well, so you and Denise have some specific issues that exist between the two of you that have kind of risen from time to time, and they're going to rise again. So I actually see you kind of entering into a time frame of a bit more challenge, and I invite you to look at it very differently this time. Instead of looking at it from the standpoint of a challenge, look at it from the standpoint of an opportunity. The two of you actually have a lot of love energy between you. I can see how much you care about each other and how much both of you really want to go the distance. And using that, building upon that, to see this as an opportunity to really kind of like once and for all finalize a few things that have kind of lain between you that have caused problems in the past that really no longer need to cause problems. I feel like with Saturn going direct tomorrow and with some of these things coming up, it seems like the last maybe 2 weeks they have been starting to rise again. And so you'll see that, you know, they'll be coming more to a head over the next couple of weeks, that it's a great opportunity with Saturn going direct to really, 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 really make some big, huge, permanent changes in these matters and, like, put them away for good. Like, they don't have to keep following you forward into your future. So it just is about how you approach things. So if you approach them from the standpoint of, hey, this is my opportunity. Yeah, it's an irritant. Yeah, it bugs me. It pisses me off or it makes me feel bad or whatever it is. But we can do it this time. We can get through it this time and actually do it right and be done with it. That could be so, so freeing for you guys. And then, you know, like, ease is on the other side. Ease and happiness is on the other side of this. So why I really want to say this to you is don't give up, honey. Don't think of this as, oh, my God, we're just never going to get past this crap.
think of it more as, no, this is an opportunity. Just keep telling yourself that no matter what happens, it's an opportunity. Does that make sense to you?
Yeah, it's in a way. I didn't want to, like, give you too much background to, you know, interfere with your reading, so.
Right, yeah. No, I mean, as long as it makes sense to you, it doesn't need to make sense to me. As long as you understand it and you're able to work with it, that's what's most important to me.
Well, something did happen since the 15th of September, and we've been trying to work through that. Well, it's mostly her doing, not mine. She wasn't faithful.
Mm-hmm.
And
right.
Yesterday was the fourth day of counseling, and I think she went in there with one perspective, but we're trying again. And the problem is it's this third party. Like, she was still communicating. I mean, I just want to know if you, because she says she's really trying this time, and, you know, we'll do what she needs to do. But I just want to know if, do you see her for real, and will the relationship continue or would it dissolve?
You know, I really feel like you can put this behind you. I do feel like she is really trying, but she has to understand what purpose this serves for her and whether that purpose is far more important than your relationship, and I don't think it is. I feel like the two of you have the ability to go the distance, and I said to you, this is something that comes up from time to time, so I'm letting you know by this is not an isolated incident. So she needs to be able to look at that, and she needs to be able to understand what it is providing her with so that she can get those needs met through you and your relationship with her and her relationship with you and be done with it. Because I'll tell you, she does love you and she wants to be with you, but she needs to understand how to be in a relationship with just you, because that's what you want. And that's the right way to go about it if that's what you guys agree on. You understand?
And thank you, Sati. So sometimes, you know, when we have a relationship, it's hard to see. But I love that you have put it very clear. So, Sonia, let us know how it went with your relationship. Go back to the show. So now we're going to go all the way, it's right next to New Jersey. Let's go to New York, and let's bring Valerie to the show.
So much. Hi, thank you so much.
Hey, Valerie.
Hello. How are you?
I'm great. How are you, honey?
I'm okay, thank you. Thank you. I do have a question. This is about someone that, I guess from my past, and I wonder, I can't talk today either. It must be something in the air. I'm wondering what you see about a reconnection. What's going on with him?
Give me the first name, please.
Jeffrey.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
So, Jeffrey is interesting to me.
Mm-hmm.
So he comes across as wanting a relationship and not wanting a relationship, wanting a traditional relationship and not wanting a traditional relationship, wanting to be monogamous and not wanting to be monogamous, and wanting to move forward in new ways with you and not wanting to. So, you know, to me, it comes across as somebody who either doesn't quite know what they really want because they want those opposites and they have not yet settled on the middle. Can't have the extremes, can't have it both ways. You got to pick.
Right.
And so until he is able to kind of pick, until he is able to go for that middle, it looks to me like more of the same. So how your relationship has been off and on over time is how it will remain until such time as he can choose. So to me, the question is, can he choose? Can he find that middle and figure out exactly what it is that he really wants? And the answer is yes. Yippee-ki-yay. Now, then there would be another follow-up question to that, so give me a half a second.
Sure.
So in looking at that, it feels to me, Miss Valerie, that yes, he can figure that out. He will figure that out, but it will take him in a direction away from you. Honestly, I want to say to you that even though you may want to have a relationship with him going forward, it's kind of in your best interest not to, because you know who you are. You know what you want, and you know where you want to go. By the time he figures this out for himself, you know, you could be old, girl. So it's like much better for you to be like, you know what, I kind of like our relationship how it is. Just like, let's just keep it as friends, or let's like forget about it entirely and like let's move on. Because, honey, I would rather see you with somebody who actually is going to be able to show up for you.
Mm-hmm,
and it's going to be a while for that to happen with Jeffrey.
Okay, that makes sense, and I appreciate your your insight on that greatly. Thank you so very much. I don't know if you can do this, and if you can't, I totally understand. There's one other thing coming up on Monday, and it's very important. Can I get an idea of how you feel? It's regarding a job. If not, I understand.
I actually think like either you're going to have to go through another, another interview with them, or it's going to be put on hold. Like, sometimes some companies kind of, they're in that hiring process, but then they freeze it for a little bit. That's kind of how it feels to me. So I wish I had better news for you on both accounts, but honey, my job is to really be as honest as possible, and that's the best way that I can serve you.
But thank you for calling the show, Valerie.
In other words, tell Valerie to keep looking. Keep looking. Keep your options open for this job, but to keep looking. Thank you, Miss Claudia. I appreciate that. Mm-hmm. And I know you said that people should only ask one, because we had a lot of people calling today. But I could look at it really quick, so I just like took it. Sorry.
No problem. Okay, so now we're going to go to Florida and bring Pat to the show.
Hello.
Hello? Hey, how are you?
Oh, I'm okay. I'm getting over being sick for a couple of weeks, but better.
I'm sorry.
That's okay. It happens. You know, I'm better, though. It's given me some time, though, to kind of ponder stuff. When you get ill, you kind of stop in your tracks a little bit. So I don't really have a specific question. More so, excuse me, I've just been feeling kind of, stuck and wanting new direction, and just any advice or anything you can see about moving forward in some way and just getting out of unstuck.
Understand. Gotcha.
Yeah, it's just like an antsy feeling. Like,
okay. So your guides say that it would be good for you to stretch. That's what I'm being shown and what I am understanding. So let me kind of explain that a little bit to you. When they tell me something like that, it's not just physical stretching, although that would do you a lot of good. Your physical body is kind of feeling bound up and really tight, and it would do you a lot of good to do some physical stretching. So maybe you can take a beginner level yoga class in the comfort of your home, or you can go to a beginner level yoga class or whatever, and you can do some stretching that way. So like on the literal level, but also from the standpoint of stretching your mind, stretching your opportunities, stretching what you allow into your life, what you accept into your life. So making a stretch in that way. If, for example, you say to yourself, oh, well, I would never walk for 3 miles because of blah, 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 well, then put that on your list. Don't do it immediately, but build up to it. Start to build up to it so that when you get to the 3 miles, it's not a big deal. Or I would never take a vacation to one of the islands off the coast of Georgia by myself. Well, go take that vacation for at least a couple of days, or 2 days or what have you. I mean, things that you normally would not agree to do or allow yourself to do that are obviously good for you. You know, I'm not saying like go out and try to, you know, do something that might be harmful and take a stretch that way, but I'm saying try new things. Right. Go new places, meet new people, talk to new people, broaden your horizons, broaden your mind, you know, making a stretch that way. Maybe join a meetup group and start going to things with new people and doing things that you do like doing, but in new ways with new people. There's a ton of stuff on Meetup, for example, and I'm just using that as an example because it's easy. Mm-hmm. But, you know, things like that. So that's what they're saying. They're saying if you want to really make changes and you want to move forward, you have to stretch. And, of course, there's a skill to that. It's not stretching to their breaking point. So it's not doing things that are, like, way, 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 way outside of your comfort zone, like jumping out of an airplane or going rock climbing tomorrow, you know. It's, like, really, you know, learning how to do something that's within your reach. Right. Right, exactly. Right. So learning how to do things that are within your reach that, you know, will bring you to new places. Okay.
All righty, thank you. Just need
thank
to
you,
get
you're
that.
Welcome. Good luck. Okay, so that is a great advice from the guides. I love that. Okay, so let's now go to North Carolina, close to my home, and bring Denise.
Hello.
Hey, Denise, how are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I am great. I live in France. It's wonderful. Life is good.
Well, I don't know what my question is for sure, but I wondered what do you feel is coming up for me, or good or bad, or, you know, things feel good, but maybe I'm wondering about my finances.
Okay. I like that your brain went, no, we want to really know about finance. That's awesome. Good job. So your finances have been up and down, and, you know, you feel kind of like you're on the merry-go-round, and it's been like, you know, they're okay, and then they're not okay, and then they're better, and then they're not so good, and then they're much better, and then, you know. What you need to do is start calling for stabilization on a financial level. And when I say that, it's like every night before you go to sleep and every morning when you wake up, say to yourself or say to the divine or in prayer, say that you would like to have your finances stabilize, and stabilize at the height of what they can possibly sustain. Now, you have to write that down and say it exactly that way, because energy is king. So, you know, you want to make sure that you put out there what it is that you really are looking for. And you are looking for stable finances at the height of their being, not stable finances at their lower point, right? So very important. Go back and listen to this again. We're at the halfway part of the point of the show. Make sure you get those words down. And then ask for that every night and every morning, you know, and recognize that you're worthy of that, that it's not just good for you, that it's not just okay for you, that it's, you know, where you should be. It really is where you should be. So when I look at your situation, I'm being shown that on an energetic level, which is not a life level, life circumstance, it means energetically, there's really no reason for you to have difficulties with finance, but you do have difficulties with finance. So there's something in your being that is stopping that flow. So that's why we're kind of trying to go in the back door here, and the guides have given you this phrase to say every morning and every evening to kind of go in the back door so that you can start to really have your finances stabilize and whatever it is that is blocking it within you starts to get erased or eased, either one. And then, you know, maybe if you really are curious and you really want to fix this, then maybe to start asking once everything stabilizes, like, really, what's at the heart of this? Why? Why are my finances so unstable? What is it in me that's stopping that flow? That's like a lot of homework that they just gave you right there. So, you know, that should keep you busy for a couple of years, and I'm not kidding. But, yeah, I would like to see you get off that merry-go-round, honey. It's time.
Well, thank you. I have an investment I'm waiting on, and I think that's part of it. So I don't know if you can comment on that, but otherwise that's fine.
It is part of it. I can see what you're talking about, and it is part of it. And you know, that's probably why they're giving you the affirmation they gave you. So, again, before that situation finalizes, you can kind of clear up some things so that when it does finalize, you get the height and not just okay, not just average, right? On the return of that investment, right?
Thank you, Sati. And let us know how that goes, Denise. Okay, so you want to go to Florida. Let's go and bring Johanna to the show.
Hello.
Hello, Johanna. I'm happy that you're here with us today. Thank you for calling.
Oh, thank you. I'm very excited. I don't know if you could answer this type of question. I'll tell you briefly the situation. My father was in a nursing home. He suddenly passed away. And a few weeks ago, I was speaking to one of my siblings about the arrangements for, like, his, you know, final resting place and whatnot. They told me they would get back to me, and then I'm waiting and waiting. Here it is a few weeks later. And then they called me on Monday and basically told me they already did everything. They took all his things, cleared out his house, took possession of his house, and had his funeral. And I was like, what? I'm in shock. I was like, all my siblings. And so I don't know if you saw anything positive in me pursuing legally against my siblings, because I was just going to walk away, and everybody's like, no, you need to get an attorney and go after them. Don't, you know, stand up to them. Don't let them do that to you.
Hey, give me just a moment here.
Thank you.
So there's a lot of friction in this situation.
Yes.
And that friction is ongoing. So I want you to remember that stars are forged out of friction. There's a lot of good things that can come out of friction. Planets are formed out of friction. We, in a lot of ways, are formed out of friction, our physical bodies and such. So a lot of good things can come from friction. So I'm just kind of helping you to see that it doesn't have to be a negative outcome. And just because it is a negative situation doesn't have to create negativity. I do want to say that I agree that going to a lawyer is going to be helpful. I understand that monetary stuff is a little tight for you, so it's a big question because you're like, well, if I put out that money and then I don't get anything out of it, I'm in deep trouble. And I need to say to you, there's not a lot to get out of this. Even if you were to get one-fifth of the estate or one-fourth of the estate, one of those is going to be accurate for you, it's still not a lot. So you need to kind of weigh and balance that. And it may be that it's more the point than it is the actual receiving of any kind of monetary gain from the estate. From the standpoint of making a point to your siblings, I mean, I can understand that, and I can see how that would be helpful for you in the long run and challenging for them, but a good kind of lesson for them in both the short run and the long run. But I want to still, again, bring your attention to the fact that one way or the other, whether you pursue this or you let it lay and you forget about it, there's going to still be friction. The friction will be in you if you try to walk away, and that will be there lifelong. It will always bother you. So if you want to make sure that that doesn't happen and you don't have to have, you don't have to carry this with you the rest of your life, then I would definitely say go after it.
Exactly. May I just say you are 1,000% accurate on everything, and then I'll let you go in a moment, and thank you and bless you. Right, I was out, right, I was weighing it. I'm like, well, what is the end point? I'm not a materialistic person. I'm a sentimental person. And even in the things that they didn't allow me to have, I said, you know, I told my sister, I said, I was just hoping to have at least a few things of his, you know, which they didn't allow, which was not legal. But right, I'm like, what is the end point if I pursued it? Right. There's not a whole, it's not a large amount of financial, you know, gain. It would be, it would be a small amount. Right. Exactly. Right. So that's where I was at. I was, you know, right. Weighing. Exactly. Oh my gosh. Bless you so much. And thank you.
Thank you so much.
You well.
I appreciate the feedback. Good luck. Good luck.
Yes. And let us know how that goes, Joanna. Okay. So now let's go to Houston. And let's bring Lisa to the show. Lisa?
Hello, Lisa.
Yes, I'm here. Hello, I'm here.
Hi. Glad you joined us.
Thank you.
What can I do for you today?
Yes, my question is, I've been going through a lot of spiritual awakening. And I was just wondering to see if there's anything good coming into my life soon.
Okay, give me just a second here.
Okay.
Well, so I can answer this on a couple of different levels, and I'm going to do my best to do exactly that.
Okay.
Anytime anyone goes through spiritual awakening on any level, in any form, in any way, what it automatically does is help that individual to understand self better. So it brings greater knowledge of self to you in this case, helps you to understand yourself better, helps you to know why things are the way they are and why they are that way with you and all of that stuff and, you know, on and on. So it's what I call kind of like a focused path of self-exploration. That's really my personal definition for spiritual awakening of any nature, right? So
right.
A focused path of self-exploration. And, you know, to me, that makes the world go round, but that's just who I am. I know that other things make the world go round for other people. So now, one of the things that I want to say that I see coming out of this is an efficiency that comes to your life. You've kind of had you've spent a lot of time kind of doing things several times, like, oh my gosh, I can't believe I have to do that again because I already did that twice or I already did that three times. Like, why am I having to do it again? Geez Louise, that kind of thing. And efficiency is really like what you kind of need to be calling for and what you are also moving into. So the more you call for it, the more it arrives, the more you get to experience it and understand it for what it is. That means that you get to do things one time, finish it up, bang, you're done. That's fabulous. Instead of having to do things over and over. Efficiency also means that you get to your goal quicker because there's no wasted energy, there's no wasted time, and there is no wasted effort. So this is like huge, huge, huge. When you say to me what is coming that might be good, that is what's coming that might be good. And it may sound nebulous to you, but if it affects every area of your life and you find that everything you do comes to fruition quicker and more to what it is that you actually wanted in the first place, then isn't that like the greatest gift ever, even though it does seem kind of nebulous?
Yes, that's true.
Yeah. So greater efficiency is on its way. And, you know, I would say really see that for the immense gift it is, because instead of getting one thing that you can experience in one way on one day or wait maybe for 1 week or 1 month, this can be something you experience in every area of your life and every aspect of your life and every aspect of your being, and it can literally change your life overnight.
And
that
right.
Can be an amazing thing. Yes, ma'am.
Yes, that sounds great.
Okay, well, there
you
go.
Lisa.
Start calling for efficiency and ask yourself to really recognize it when it comes in. Thank you so much for calling.
Thank you, Lisa. Okay, so now we're going to go to Maine, and we're going to bring Melissa to the show.
Hello, afternoon.
Hello, Miss Melissa. It's my evening. But happy afternoon to you.
Oh, wow. Wow. Okay. That's cool. My question is, I'm caring for my two grandchildren right now. Do you see this coming to a conclusion anytime soon?
Okay. Yes, ma'am. Now let me tell you when. Give me a second here.
Okay.
All right. Yeah, you've got like a week left, 7 days.
Really?
And I wanted to make sure it was 7 days and not 7 weeks.
Okay.
But yeah, 7 7 days is what's coming up for you. And so, you know, like, enjoy the last of this for this round. And I need to say it that way.
I've been doing rounds of this. You're right.
I know right. You have. I know you have. So for this round, right, you have one other round coming after this one, and then it will just be visits, normal visits with grandchildren and grandparents, as opposed to caring for them off and on to help your children. Okay?
Okay. Well, you know, I seem to almost have this knack for bringing them around. I'm telling you, I can almost feel like when something's wrong, and then I just have them.
Right. And, you know, that is a blessing to them. It is good karma on their point, because their part, because you are protecting them.
Yeah. Yep. Yep. Yep.
So, boy, how lucky are they, honey? How lucky are
they?
Oh,
I think
they
are.
You.
I'm tired, though. Do you know what I mean?
To intuit that and to help them. It's wonderful.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm tired. I need a rest. Do you know what I mean?
Well, I hear exactly that. So hang on for the next 7 days. Enjoy it.
Okay.
And then, you know, you'll be good for a while. Okay? Remember,
thank
one
you
more
so
time
much.
Is coming.
Okay.
That's it. Okay?
Okay. Thank
All
you.
All right, honey. Good luck.
Okay. All right. Bye. Bye.
Wow. Yeah. The grandchildren are beautiful, but it's better if they are not all the time with you. Okay, so now we can go to Connecticut or to North Carolina. What would you like?
Oh, I think we should have time for both, so let's do Connecticut first.
Okay. Pat, welcome.
Hey, this is Pat. Can you hear me from Connecticut?
Hello, Pat. Yes.
Hi. I can't believe a week's already gone by. So the last message was that your guides were slapping their foreheads trying to get the message to me about Sam. What came about was I met him to talk to him and talk to him about self-respect and so on. And I thought it was positive he was going to meet again and talk some more. Actually, the most communication we had, and the next conversation was just horrendous, and clearly the stars helped me to end it very, very swiftly, but I'm kind of stunned at how, God, if I think about the conversation, it's like there's a ball of barbed wire and electrical static stuff that's going crazy in his energy. I think I'd like to know, will the friendship remain as it started? Can you give me any overview of this or even me progressing forward from this?
Can you give me the first name, please?
Yes, Sam. Yeah. And you gave me a strong message last week. Which I heard and was swiftly taken care of.
Okay. So some of this is the karmic with you too. And that means that, you know, there's things from the past that need to be cleared up, and it can be past life, it can be past this lifetime, but it also means that not everything is fully done. So when I ask if you have the ability to create a friendship with Sam, it comes across as that depends on how much of this karma that lays between you two you guys can fix. And when I say you guys, I'm meaning him too. It's not just all work on your part. It's got to be work on his part as well. That being said, if you feel like you just want to let that sleeping dog lie, you can finish the karma you have with him by calling for proxy. And this is very, very important, and everybody, anybody can do this, right? So what this means is I have a situation with person X, and I can no longer finish it with person X because things have become too volatile, and so I am calling for a proxy, somebody else that I can work the situation out with. And that person could be somebody you know or somebody you don't know. It doesn't matter, but somebody who is going to resemble Sam, in your case, energetically, and have a similar karma with you that you have with Sam, so that you can finish it that way, and then it doesn't depend on whether he does his end of the job or not. You are free to do your end of the job, and you are free to move beyond this karma, and he could stay stuck in it till kingdom come. It doesn't necessarily matter because you were able to fulfill it via proxy. I highly recommend calling for that so that you don't have to finish it with Sam personally, because I think that it's going to be very hard for you to get what you want out of it from Sam.
Yeah, I understand that, and thank you for that tip. I will do that. But I'm still wondering if the friendship will remain intact.
Well, like I said, that depends on whether he can own up to his end of the deal, and that's where the problem lies. So that's why I was giving you this whole other understanding so that you could finish what you have with Sam without necessarily needing to do it with Sam in particular. However, let me just go ahead and answer that specifically, and I'm going to say probably not. Because, again, the guides wouldn't have gone around the block giving you this information on proxy if it was going to be so easy for you to remain with Sam, right?
Yeah, I got it. You have to tell me twice.
Okay,
I got
honey.
It. Yeah.
No worries. No worries at all. I know that sometimes what our heart wants and what our mind hears can be two different things, and I am always happy to clarify. Not a problem at all.
Thank you so much. I appreciate it. Really do.
You're welcome, sweetheart. Good luck with everything.
Thank you. Okay, so now we're going to North Carolina and have Mary with us.
Hey, Sati, it's Mary.
Hello, Miss Mary. I'm happy to hear your voice.
It's great to hear your voice. You've been advising me to, with my relationship with Joe, to just be his friend, go slow, very, very slow, careful, and get to know each other again and be his friend. I was wondering if you could tune into him and just see if that's what I can need to continue doing, or if the time is getting ready to approach that I need to talk to him about how I feel, or if you can just tune in to him and give me an update.
Absolutely.
Not yet time to talk to him about how you feel. Let's look at when that will be so that you can feel more comfortable. Give me just a minute here. It's not the time to do it right now. Absolutely not. You could, but it would be disastrous. So just like, you know, put that aside. So when I asked about, well, when would the time frame, when would it be best for you to do it, I was being shown the number 11. And so then I needed to kind of look at, you know, well, we're in the 11th month, so are you saying in this month of November? And I get that, yeah, you can definitely do it in this month of November. You could do it 11 days from now if you wanted to, or you could wait for 11 weeks, or, bear with me here, you could wait 11 months. And most likely what that's telling me is that you're going to probably have to do this a couple of times, right? You're going to have to probably talk to him a couple of times and be like, but, you know, this is how I feel. So it's just because he kind of moves slowly. So, you know, by being able to kind of come at him a couple of times and say, hey, you know, I'm just wanting to tell you this, because I think that you need to know, then he can actually finally come to a place of hearing it. And so this is what I'm going to say to put all of this into a nice, happy little prediction for you. You can do this month. They say 11 days from now. I think maybe it'd be better more towards the end of the month or maybe around Thanksgiving. Thanksgiving in particular shows up great for me. You know, like if you were to say to him, wow, I'm really thankful for you in my life because I really care for you so deeply, blah, blah, blah. That could actually go over very well. And I see you doing it again, like 11 weeks from now. You'll have to look on the calendar, see when that is. And then you're still doing it like 11 months from now. So now what that means is that this slow boat to China, as the saying goes from the old days, it's going to take time. And, you know, it's okay. These are all favorable times for you to kind of speak your heart to him. And, you know, at those times he will be open to hearing it, and you will not any longer be in a pattern of waiting, because the waiting is making you a little bit crazy. So the guides have tried to find a way to help you with the situation and to give you the most favorable outcome or the most favorable opportunity for a favorable outcome. And these are times that he will be most receptive to hearing how you feel, and not be so entrenched in his past to where he doesn't hear it well. Does that make sense?
Yes, it does. And it's strange that in 11 days, the 14th, I'm going to actually see him. We have plans to see each other.
There you go. Yippee-ki-yay. All right, sweetheart. Well, I wish you so much luck with this. I hope that he really sees your heart and sees the opportunity for what it is, because I think that he would be very lucky to have you in his life on a romantic level, honey.
Well, thank you. My question is it ever going to happen? You know, that's my thing, is am I wasting my time? You know, that's where I am. So,
yeah.
But
I think that's why the guides want to make things a little more proactive on your end, because waiting is making you crazy. So let's cut that out and bring it back to something that, you know, you feel like you're not just eternally sitting on the stove waiting to boil. Okay?
Wow, and 11 days goes fast and very fast. Like, it's here already. So good luck, Mary. And as always, thank you for calling. Okay, so we have reached the end of today's show. I can't believe we got them all. And thank you, everybody, for listening, for calling. So, Tati, have a wonderful, wonderful rest of the month. And do you celebrate Thanksgiving in France, or they don't?
Well, it's really funny. They don't celebrate it here. It's a specific U.S. holiday. But last year, I got together with a bunch of my American friends that are also expats here in France, and we had a huge party. Now, I haven't heard about that happening this year, I don't think it's going to happen. I think the host that put it on last year is going to have a birthday party in December for somebody instead. But anyway, I did get to do it last year, which is really kind of funny. But no, it's a United States thing, just like Halloween. And Halloween is like my favorite holiday. And they don't celebrate it here, so cry. Boo-hoo.
Oh, I'm sorry. Yes, that's so sad. Okay, well, I'll see you next month, December. You'll be back the first Friday of December, which is the first, a very lucky day. So I'll see you then, and we are having a surprise, and you will let us know your guest of the day and what's going to happen.
It's a special show.
Yes.
Yeah.
So looking forward.
All right. Well, everybody enjoy your Thanksgiving. And Claudia, I totally am thankful for you, sweetheart. Just wanted to let you know.
Me too.
Have a wonderful Thanksgiving.
Thank you.
And have an amazing birthday. I love
Thank you.
Bye-bye. Bye, everyone.